A new way of tackling homelessness and excessive drinking in Hereford has undoubtedly saved lives. This is according to the police, church, shelters and bodies working with the city's street people. Operation Castlemaine was launched after five men who were living on the streets died between January and May this year. And since the project started, no lives have been lost. Its aim was to get all of the city's emergency services and agencies working together to tackle street drinkers, drug users and antisocial behaviour within the city centre, the cathedral, the castle green and parks, and also to get help for those who needed it most. Our reporter Nicola Goodwin's been out on patrol with Sergeant Duncan Reynolds, Hereford's Safer Neighbourhood Team Sergeant.
12 months ago, we had a total of five deaths among the street drinkers and homeless due to alcohol and drug abuse. But since we've commenced the operation in June to date, luckily we've had no fatalities at all.
And do you think that is largely down to the work that you've been doing with all of the agencies in the city?
I'd like to think it's been a significant factor, yes, I think, as well as spreading the awareness to the individuals themselves about the health implications of the lifestyles they live.
The five that died, what sort of lives were they living and ultimately what caused their deaths?
It was very chaotic lifestyles of substance misuse. It was living in the open air in all weathers and really not taking care of themselves, not eating properly and any type of drug taken really, as well as large amounts of alcohol. It's regular abuse on a daily basis from anywhere from 5:30, 6 in the morning. They'll start drinking right up until the evening. And drug-wise, really, it can be anything they can get their hands on that's cheap enough. It started really with a lot of high-visibility policing, getting to know all of the individuals involved as people and finding out really what their lifestyles were, what led them to where they were and what sort of behaviour they were committing. We looked at the incidence of the highest reported number of crimes and antisocial behaviour. It was areas really that were most affected, where families were visiting, tourists were, and businesses were suffering.
In the most simple term, one way that you think you've saved lives is to stop single cans of super strength alcohol being sold.
It was a significant factor in the overall view, I think, yeah. Some of the strong lagers that people were drinking, they were consuming vast amounts that the average human being wouldn't be able to sustain over a short period of time. And to get to the stage where they're depending on it on a daily basis isn't a good place to be.
Why would somebody want to be out and sitting on a wall or sitting in a public park? Why wouldn't they want to be at home in the dry and the warm?
A large percentage of them are homeless, and the accommodation they've got at the moment at this time of the year is either somebody's sofa or spare room just outside of the city centre, or they might have taken advantage of the night shelter which opened last week, which has got a number of beds available. But obviously they can't stay there during the daytime hours. It's really only a place to bed down and eat.
Are the people who are homeless at risk of being victims of crime as well?
Yeah, that's something we've obviously got to take into account as well. I've tried to educate them walking around on the daily patrols about staying safe themselves when they're asleep and being more mindful of the locations they're choosing to spend time in. The worst thing for us would be to find one of them deceased in the morning on the morning patrol. These people are human beings as well, and they've also got a life. Most of them have suffered some sort of tragedy and misfortune that's led to where they are today.
That's our reporter Nicola Goodwin out in Hereford with Sergeant Duncan Reynolds of the Safer Neighbourhood Team. Councils in Worcestershire have been given £250,000 over the next 2 years to help single people who are homeless or about to lose their homes. The award from the government's Single Homeless Fund will be used to specifically help people being released from prison or discharged from hospital at risk of becoming homeless. The Night Assessment Centre, run by the YMCA in the city, which provides rough sleepers with somewhere warm to sleep over the cold months, is opening today, which is actually 2 weeks later than it normally is, but isn't likely to run at all throughout the winter of 2015, next winter. The council are adopting what they call no second night out, where they identify rough sleepers and try to help them return to their local areas rather than stay here. We can talk now to John Bird, the founder and editor-in-chief of The Big Issue. In the past, he was homeless and has slept rough in Hereford, Worcester and Bromyard. Morning, John.
Good morning.
I mean, who ends up sleeping rough? Who are the sort of people who are most at risk of ending up on the streets?
Well, it's many people who come from broken families, early stages of kind of poor parenting. I mean, myself, I was typical of a lot of people who had had a really rough ride coming into the world. And, you know, the innocence of childhood soon disappears when your parents are not up to it, And those marks stay with you forever, and, you know, you end up drifting, you end up in petty crime, you end up unable to, you become what's called feckless and restless. And it's really all the kind of personality and psychological problems that are given. But that's not the, that's probably a lot of the start of the problems. But then what's added to it is that people get into self-abuse, because what are they doing is kind of hiding from life. They're hiding from reality.
And how hard is it to break the cycle, John? Because I guess, I mean, what you're describing there sounds, well, it sounds pretty grim. And like once you're in a bad place anyway, you end up on the streets and it sounds like it gets worse. Is it very hard to get out of that situation?
It is very, very hard. I mean, we've been working. I mean, we often get people complaining to us saying, look, you've got that big issue vendor there. He's been selling for 5 years, 10 years. You know, why hasn't he got a job? Why hasn't he moved on? And we often have to say to them, look, this person, if you want to see the menu of disasters that have been sent down their road, you'd understand that simply getting them selling the papers, simply getting them organizing their life, simply working with them to do something about their addiction, simply stabilizing them and getting them out of wrongdoing is itself like getting a PhD. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going down about sex abuse and child abuse at the moment, and about, you know, people doing things against children. But one of the biggest areas of abuse around children is not bringing them up properly.
Yeah.
And that we really, really got to tackle. And those five people, those five human beings who died in your area over the last year are people who will have had some great reversal, I bet you.
John, in our two counties, Herefordshire and Worcestershire, Church is doing a lot of this work with the homeless. I mean, is it their job to be doing this? What should they, or is it a job for everybody, or should the councils and the government be doing more?
Well, I'm one of those persons who's watched governments do wonderful things and very, very stupid and terrible things over the last 25 years, almost since we started the big issue. And I can honestly say that the best solution is a local solution when you get a community backing the police, backing the churches, backing everybody who is doing something for the community.
So you think the scheme in Hereford's a good scheme then?
I think it sounds brilliant. I mean, obviously there's going to be people complain that it's going to be, some people are going to say it's a bit too authoritarian, other people are going to say it's too liberal and all this sort of stuff. So I would say that this is what we've been trying to do, which is joined up thinking, so that you prevent people from becoming homeless in the first instance, if you can, or repeated becoming homeless and living on the streets.
John, really good to speak to you. Have a good Christmas. Thanks for coming
on
the chat this morning.
Cheers.
John Bird there, founder and editor-in-chief of The Big Issue.